It's 2021. You've been back at it. You worked all the holidays.
I did. Unfortunately, I had to work Christmas Eve, Christmas, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. So everything's been pretty good.
But I've got to assume that, you know, we've talked before about Christmas being pretty light, but New Year's, I'm assuming, was a little lighter than it normally would be.
Yeah, it was different without the bars being open.
Yeah.
Everything was a little bit different this year.
But everything is a little bit different this year. Are you ready for some rapid-fire Ask the Officer questions that our listeners have been sending in?
Let's go.
All right. First one comes from Kathy of Mount Pleasant. She said, what's the best or correct way to alert another car that their lights aren't on? I've seen that before, and I've flashed before to them. What are you supposed to do?
Well, technically, you shouldn't do anything. Different places mean different things. I was always raised that you flash your lights at them so that it gets their attention. Most people know that's what it means. But in some places, it means different things. The suggestion would be just to let them go without their lights on, and hopefully they figure it out.
All right, so that's the official answer, but we all know what everybody has done in the past. But, yeah, I mean, what do? You don't want to be flashing your lights at people all the time, right?
Right. And luckily now most of the cars turn them on automatically, so you don't run into as many of those anymore.
Yeah, but there's always that one person who on Mission Street at 11 o'clock at night who just pulled out from somewhere and forgot to turn their lights on because of the street lights.
Oh, absolutely.
I run into them every once in a while still. All right, Blake from Mount Pleasant says, what do you enjoy most about being an officer? I'm personally debating about maybe joining the police academy after school. So Blake wants to know what's really fun, really good about being an officer.
You know, it's helping people. I know that probably sounds cliche, but I will say the best job that I've ever had in doing this for 20-plus years was being in the schools. That was the best part, working with the students and the kids and the university. That's definitely been my favorite part.
So how come you're not doing that anymore? Well, you still do, but
I still do to a degree. It's just, we only have one officer now assigned to the schools where we used to have seven.
Yeah.
For Isabella County. So things have changed financially.
Yeah, and things move around too. I mean, with responsibilities at the department as well, right?
Yes, and other people are doing it now. We still have a resource officer that goes to the schools and things of that nature, and somebody else that works with CMU. So.
All right. Michelle has kind of a two-part question for you today. It says, with the difficulties getting service from the Secretary of State, is there any leniency being shown for expired tags and licenses? I know earlier there were, and then they kind of pulled that off in September, didn't they? Where are we at on that whole thing?
Yeah, it's kind of pulled back. There's still some leniency because everybody knows it's kind of a mess right now. You have to make your appointment. There is still some leniency, but, obviously if your plate's expired several months, it's a different story. But do it online would be my suggestion if you can. If not, make sure you get your appointment and get in.
Well, I'm going to expand on this one a little bit if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Because I'm in this, we're all in the same boat. Once a year, we have to make the trek to the Secretary of State or do something online where we got to renew a license or something like that. My birthday is coming up, and, I this year I'm lucky I can just do everything by either mail or online, but I have had to do the appointment thing in the past. So what I was planning on doing is when you go on and try and make an appointment, they don't have any appointments till like February. And I was going to like print off that and say, here's my appointment time. I'm sorry.
Right.
I got an appointment time. I just don't have a license. Would that work or not?
Yeah, it would work. I mean, we know that everything's behind and everything's scheduled way back.
Right.
So like I said, it's all within reason. I mean, if it's been 6 years, that's a different story. If it's a couple months, that's another thing.
And it's, go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, I'm assuming it all would depend, too, on what you're being, pulled over for.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But there is still leniency there because we do know everything is behind.
Right. And the second part of her question, Michelle from Mount Pleasant wants to know, if you buy a car from a private person, can you drive it home legally without a license plate on it?
Yes. The answer is yes, you can drive it, but it has to go straight home. You have to go straight to your house, and then you have to park it. You get a one-time, drive it to wherever you want, park it, and that's the end of it.
Okay, but you have to have insurance, though, right?
Technically, no. I would suggest it. If you don't have insurance on it, you have to drive it immediately to the Secretary of State or directly home. So if you're, again, driving around multiple times with it, that's a problem. and you will be cited for that. That's something that we hold to a pretty high standard, is insurance on your vehicle, because, you know, it puts all of us at jeopardy and causes all of our insurance rates to be higher.
Okay, so insurance, but you can drive it straight home if you buy it from a private party or something like that. I guess I didn't know
correct.
About that. Well, I appreciate
straight
it.
Home.
Straight home. Yeah, so if you bought it in Shepherd and you live in Mount Pleasant, don't get pulled over in Alma.
Right. And don't be going to Starbucks for a cup of coffee and then to go get groceries and then something else.
Well, I appreciate it, and we appreciate your time this morning. Officer Jeff Brown from the Mount Pleasant Police Department. Appreciate you answering our listener questions and ask the officer. You have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon.